Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Dr. Chris Rott. He's an orthopedic surgeon here at Lake Region Healthcare, brought the anterior approach to hip replacement to our joint care center when he joined our staff here a couple of years ago. And we're here to talk kind of all things orthopedics, but maybe a little bit of an emphasis on sports medicine today. Good morning, Dr. Rott.
Good morning.
So it's that time of year, you know, the kids are heading back to school. We're gearing up for athletic season again. We've been talking about sports physicals on this show, and we've been talking about preparing kids for a healthy back to school. And it just seems like fall's that time we talk about sports more. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking with you about, as an orthopedic surgeon, when is it an appropriate time for an athlete to see an orthopedic surgeon or a sports medicine doctor?
I think the obvious answer is if you get hurt during an athletic activity or have an injury in athletics, that's probably a good time to see a sports medicine doctor. Obviously, in our orthopedic training, we have a little bit more emphasis on sports medicine and those type of things, and we can't all know everything. So if you get a little bit more experience in something, you've just seen more of it. In my residency, I spent a lot of time with a number of sports medicine doctors in a sports medicine department in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and just get a little bit more exposure to the things that you see, and I think that's probably a good time to think about that. Obviously, our primary care physicians in Fergus Falls here are all great, and a lot of times you'll get to us after you see them, and they'll say, you know, I think that maybe having you see someone who has got a little bit more experience in sports medicine would be good, but obviously, in the biggest time you'd see an orthopedic surgeon if you have someone that needs to have a surgical treatment done.
And with the goal of getting the athlete back to their sport or the thing that they love to do as quickly as possible.
Definitely.
There's a perception maybe that sports medicine or orthopedics is only for serious athletes. Would you consider that to be true?
Not at all. I think it's for anybody who is trying to be athletic. We can be very helpful with that. And the injuries you get from being athletic are sometimes different than injuries you get from falls and other things that happen. So I don't think necessarily we probably see more athletes that are not serious athletes because they're a little bit more prone to injury probably in the grand scheme of things.
And speaking of that, the most common injuries that you see?
Probably the most common things we see are just that, you know, the simple sprains and strains that happen from overexerting yourself or from, you know, losing your balance or some things like that. We do see some Achilles tendon injuries. That's something that's very common that happens to especially that weekend warrior. We do see a fair number of meniscus tears in knees and shoulder injuries from sports. And then the ACLs come, thankfully, not very frequently around here, but they are part of our practice, too, and we treat those more serious injuries as we see them.
You mentioned the weekend warrior. Let's talk about that concept a little bit. Why is that approach so hard on our bodies? Someone who's maybe a little bit more sedentary during the week and then just tries to cram all of that activity in on the weekend.
But, you know, your body, like everything, it's just not ready for that a lot of times. It takes time to build up the strength of the muscles and the bones and the tendons. To get the blood flow to them is probably a really important thing. And if you're not moving a lot during the week, the blood flow just isn't there to the same level as it is when you're trying to be active. And then that's a lot of times when we get these tendon and ligament injuries. And this is because that tendon ligament is not used to being pulled on so hard, and all of a sudden it gets pulled really hard. I mean, the weekend warrior is probably the person that's most likely to get this Achilles tendon rupture because that tendon gets a little bit thin and it gets a little bit weak, and then all of a sudden they're jumping and lots of basketball, and the tendon just can't take it anymore, and it rips. You know, it's just like, I know we have a lot of hunters in the area. You know, you wouldn't take your gun and stick it in the cupboard and then pull it out and do nothing to it and then go and try to hunt for a whole week on it. You know, like everything else, you have to have everything conditioned, and your body can adapt to these things, but it doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time, and you need to build up the strength in things to be able to do these activities, which are pretty high impact, more safely.
That's a great tip for prevention, particularly for adults. Let's talk about kids a little bit more. I think we have the tendency to say, oh, they're young, they'll bounce back, but they need to be careful too and can sustain some pretty serious injury without the proper building up.
Most definitely. Kids probably as a whole are a little bit more resilient than adults are, but they're very moldable, especially young kids. They're growing. They have what's called, we've all heard of open growth plates, and that can change a lot of things for kids. And because of the moldability of their tissues, You know, there are a number of studies coming out of orthopedics now about these little league pitchers who pitch a lot, and they actually have permanent changes in the range of motion of their shoulder. They're able to turn it back way farther than normal, but they can't turn it in near as far as they should, and they're find this is becoming a serious problem for these little or these younger kids who really hit it hard for a long time. Like everybody else, kids have to work into things slower. You know, their young kids shouldn't probably be lifting weights a lot. Should be a lot lighter, more repetition to condition their bodies. And with these open growth plates, there are specific injuries that kids can have where if you have a strong tendon or ligament that's attached to a growth plate that has a very short piece of bone, you actually can disrupt the growth plate. And there are specific injuries that happen to children through growth plates that don't affect adults. So kids need to be careful. And, you know, I definitely think it's very important that kids are not doing the same thing all the time. You know, this year-round sports thing, in my opinion, isn't the best idea. It's really important to be doing different things and to be trying different things and moving your body and asking it to do a variety of activities probably makes the best athlete. A lot of Olympic athletes that I've heard talks from actually have said they didn't start specializing in their sport until they were 18, 19 years old, and they really are still an advocate for kids to do lots of different things. And even the top-level athletes saying they don't think that kids concentrating on one sport in before they're even in their, you know, teenage years is a good idea.
That's really interesting when we talk about what parents can do to help protect their kids. I think that's one area where as a parent myself, it's good to hear that it's okay to perhaps stick up for your child and what's best for your child when coaches or others might be telling you something different.
I agree. I mean, the biggest thing about kids is that they will tell you when they're getting to a point. I mean, most parents know their kids, and you know your kids can run a long time before they get tired, but they get to a point, and when they get to the point where they say, no, I'm really tired, it's time to listen to them, because kids are known that in a lot of ways that they can cope and compensate for things for a long time, and then all of a sudden, once they hit their point, then it's done, and you really need to listen to your kids and, you know, give them time. You know, they'll be able to develop it without pushing them that hard. And getting kids hurt young, it sticks with them the rest of their life, and you don't really want to hurt a child early and then take away their ability to have a long career in that from an injury early on.
And there can be emotional stress related to that for kids as well.
Definitely. I mean, kids are, I don't know if kids emotionally sometimes don't understand that quite as well. And when they get pushed, I think sometimes by really eager and ambitious adults to try to get everything they can, sometimes that here are kids who are excellent athletes who just are tired of it. They don't, it's not worth it to them anymore. And that isn't, obviously the goal for sports at first should be health and fitness, wellness is great for kids to keep them active, but it should be fun. I mean, that's the biggest thing it's supposed to be for the long time is teaching kids about teamwork and being part of a team and the respect that comes with coaches and other players. And there's a lot of things that can be learned, but in the end, it should be fun. These kids should be doing this because they enjoy it and they like to do it, and that's what's going to lead them into a long career in that. And if it gets to the point where they feel like they have to do it, they lose interest, and I think that is detrimental.
One more quick little tip, if you could, both for kids or adults. We're talking about preventing injury, warming up, stretching out. What are your best tips for doing that effectively?
Your warm-up is important. Warm-up is probably the most important, and the stretching is probably the most important actually after your activity. But think of warming up as just like anything else. It's a slow, it's kind of a ladder type stepwise progression where you need to start slow. And the idea is to get the blood flowing to the muscles and to the tendons and the ligaments to allow them to function. You know, you wouldn't start your car and then go racing it down. You'd wait until your car's warmed up like anything else. So you should start slow, get the blood flowing, get things moving. And a good warm-up, you're probably actually a little bit sweaty by the time you're really warmed up. If you're thinking about if you're going to go and do a really high-impact activity. But it's important to just start slow and get things going. And you'll kind of feel as your body gets warm, then you can do those things a lot more safely.
Great tips for avoiding having to come to the orthopedic department. Obviously, we want healthy, strong athletes that don't need to be sitting on the sidelines at all. But when they do, you really do work with a great team. You're really a team committed to getting the athlete back as strong as they can possibly be, as fast as they possibly can. And that's what it's all about. So thanks for what you do, both in our joint care center and in our sports medicine department. Dr. Chris Rutt, orthopedic surgeon, my guest today on Apple a Day.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you all.
Dr. Chris Rutt and Katie Johnson reminding you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.